Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sashay Away with Barry. I'm here with David and Roger. David and I are here together at the center in the Kiki Lounge. Roger is joining us via satellite from, where are you at, Texas? I know you're in Texas, but where in Texas? Arlington?
Dallas? The non-abortion capital of the world.
Exactly. Well, you got 6 weeks, girl.
Good thing. It's a good thing. I'm very in tune with my body, so I'll know if it happens.
Have they also banned Planned Parenthood there?
I don't think that a lot of anti-abortion people know this, but Planned Parenthood does a lot more than just provide abortion. So, I mean, they still have things that they can.
They're also, big proponents of birth control, which I know a lot of people are not fond of on that side of the spectrum.
It is really fun seeing the opinion articles in newspapers that are not labeled opinions, but if you know who the people that are writing it are, they're opinion writers and not reporters, but they're being passed off as actual articles that say, the new laws are already doing wonders.
It's kind of like, Fox News, that's not news, it's an opinion show.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean.
But people take it as scripture.
Yeah, it's been a rough week to be without Drag Race, although I guess I could be watching Holland, but I'm not, so.
You could be. Because it's really good.
Really? I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to be honest. I'm overwhelmed.
Well, take a couple weeks off because we have UK coming on September 23rd.
I will do. Yes. Yes. Will we be doing this again? This is much more fun for me than the other.
Yeah. And I think I may actually take a break from the Fantasy League this time. Yes. And maybe we'll just do the Toots and Boots ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how's that fantasy, sound like, for everyone out there?
I love
no one has asked me about doing a UK Fantasy League, so I'm not pushing it.
I'll be tired.
we take one season off. I mean, we're not obviously not doing Holland, but that don't count.
I mean, I feel like by the time UK's done, we'll get like a Meet the Queens for season 14.
Well, yeah, and I mean, also in October, Dragula is starting. I know people don't watch a lot. I do. There is actually a Drag Race alum on this season. J.H.O. Lee has joined. Miss Mary Cherry from Brooklyn is going to be on it as well. Those are the only two that I know. So I'm going to say. But
I think there's a Dallas Queen on there because some of the Dallas Queens were posting.
It's interesting because the majority of them labeled themselves as drag queens, not drag monsters. So I don't know if Dragula is changing their brand a little. Or if queens are just labeling themselves as queens rather than,
we're a community that does not believe in labels, and you can really be whatever you want.
Exactly.
There is a broad spectrum of the drag monster universe.
Well, and then we're also supposed to be getting Secret Celebrity Drag Race coming back.
No one asked for that.
No one wants it. Will I watch it?
Unless it's celebrity.
Probably.
Because here's the thing: if Cody fucking Rigsby shows up on Secret Celebrity Drag Race, I'm done.
I mean, can we get some actual celebrities?
Seriously. What? David, I have a thing. You know what I'm talking about, Barry?
No.
Cody Rigsby.
I don't know who that
Peloton.
Is. He's from
Peloton?
From who?
Instructor.
I did see that on Dancing with the Stars.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I didn't recognize his name, and I was like, okay, great, sure. But there's also a Broadway dancer on there, Amanda Klutz, who I know is there because her husband passed away from COVID.
But she's also she's a talk show host, too.
But she's on the talk, or the View, not the View, the talk. But yeah, she's a professional dancer.
Cody was a professional dancer before.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, professional dancers have been on the show.
Really?
Oh,
I know, like the gymnast Lori Hernandez and what's her name from Hairspray? That one.
Yeah.
Also a dancer.
But also like boy band guys who've been in boy bands.
Yeah, sure.
Had to dance.
Let's go back to boy bands. What do you think of Aaron Carter was going to be doing naked boy singing in Vegas and now isn't because he won't get a COVID vaccine?
Trash.
You know what? I'm sure Laura, I mean, Laura Osnes is putting together a show too.
Oh, you know? Yeah, girl. She got kicked out of the Disney Princess tour.
I know.
And a show in Long Island.
Yep.
That she was supposed to be doing. Great. So we're no longer talking about Drag Race, everyone.
No. But
this
like,
show has
like,
changed formats.
We've changed formats because it's the finale. This is the finale. Yeah. Tootsie Booth. We're doing this is our last one for All Star 6. Let's get to it. Any thoughts on the finale? You know, surprise, spoiler alert. Kylie won. David is ecstatic over that.
I loved it. So I had a really great night last week. I believe it was a week ago because. My boyfriend and I went to the Shang-Chi and then we went home and stayed up to watch the finale. And we both at the end were very happy.
Wonderful.
We watched it at 8 a.m. on Thursday morning because we woke up and we were like, we need to do this. We need to get out of the way. We don't want spoilers.
No spoiler. Yeah, I was worried about spoilers throughout the day, but I did not watch it early. I watched it at the bar, kind of. Not really. Uh-huh. Until the lip sync happened and then everyone stopped and watched the lip sync. So that we could see the crowning, and then I watched it when I got home. The bar went crazy with Kylie's fall into a somersault.
It was incredible.
It was the moment I think that she won the show.
Yeah.
So much so that they put it in slow motion.
Right.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on this crappy song?
Oh my God, why? Why?
What was the song again?
To, like, the teen girls.
No, it appeals to no one.
No one.
Because no country person is going to listen to this song.
No.
Oh, that song.
What song were you thinking of?
The lip sync song.
Oh.
Also not the right. Like, why if they're going to pay the money for a Chromatica song, would they not have chosen Rain On Me?
Yes. Yeah. Unless they already did Rain On Me.
Did they? I think they may have. No, I don't know. I don't think they did. I was going to say maybe they did, but I don't think they did.
I don't think they did.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Well, yes.
Someone find out.
But also, the country song, no.
The country song was so bad. Who do you think had the best verse in the song? Do you remember any of them? No.
No.
Not at all.
I'd say Kylie or Raja.
I thought Raja did.
The last half.
I thought Raja actually won the challenge, but then Kylie won the lip sync.
Yeah.
I also think Raja won. Now we'll talk about looks in the looks.
I mean,
I thought it was between Raja and Kylie. I thought Ginger and Eureka had zero chance of winning after this episode.
Yeah. I mean, the actual episode wasn't all that exciting.
No. They tried to cram but that's the problem when it gets down to so few people is that they have to fill this time. And so you get the choreography with Jamal Sims, who I love. Don't get me wrong. They could do a whole hour with him and I'd be fine.
I could do a whole hour with him and I'd be fine.
But the chats with Michelle and Rue, where Michelle was basically not even there. I don't need to see those anymore. I don't need to see the queens telling me why they should win.
I'm glad they did get rid of the talk to your childhood self.
That I'm glad we did not do this time. But it's probably because they have all done it, except for Kylie.
Sure.
And we've been hearing the whole season what she would tell her child.
Right.
So we didn't.
Oh, that's true. That is a thing that is done.
Yeah.
I hope they get rid of it in the future because queens have become so rehearsed with that moment.
Right, they make the story up ahead of time.
Yeah, that it just doesn't feel good anymore.
Yeah. But that's just the thing about being so far into a show like this is just the fact that like queens come prepared for everything. So they're there's kind of there is no spontaneity.
These verses that they wrote to the song, I'm sure they wrote these ahead of time. They did not sit there in the workroom doing them.
Yeah.
They know they're gonna have to do a song. Which is why I hope they switch that up because I don't need another song. Or you need to go back to like the Read You Wrote You where it's just crazy good.
Yeah, on the stage.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I'm doing it on the stage.
I want
I don't want a video. And I know Rue is just trying to sell this garbage song.
Well, but I also, I don't know.
Like every day still.
Yeah.
I don't know who Rue is getting to do the songs in the US, but like she should really just employ this person who's doing the songs on UK.
Because they're two for two.
Do you know when things really changed?
When Lucian went nuts. When they lost him, they lost their songwriter.
Yeah.
Do you remember him? Because he used to write the Rusicles as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like Lucian wouldn't do the pop stuff, would he?
Yeah, he did all the stuff.
Yeah, he used to produce all of Rue's albums.
All of Rue's music.
Yeah, I mean, oh, I remember him because I wanted to do him.
Let's not get that confused, but he is
a psychopath.
Batshit crazy.
Oh, but he's psycho. Oh, yeah. I stopped following him a long time ago.
Yeah. I think he also got into crystal meth for a while and like lashed out at his mother on social media, which I was like, your mom, what's wrong with, there's nothing wrong with your mom.
Yeah.
She won't pay you to get your meth. I get it. But that's enough of that. Let's talk about these looks because
don't you love
David is looking at his watch because I'm taking his time.
No, it's not that. It's for the text message of my friend that's here.
Oh, great. Oh, perfect.
Which
is here.
No, Richard texted me that the person will be texting me even though we've already been texting for hours. Because he's on another planet.
Great. Miss RuPaul in this little short number with the big crimped hair.
Too.
I'm torn on this because I think it's a great look. I don't like...
It's not a finale look.
No, I don't like the nude illusion under her boob. Because it doesn't match her skin. It should match her skin
tone. Is it supposed to be a nude illusion?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe not. It's a toot. I still like the look.
I'm gonna toot it.
The hair is everything.
Yeah.
This gigantic, enormous crimped hair.
You know I love giant hair.
Yeah. Instagram.
Oh, 80% toot.
76. Very close.
Oops.
Very, very close.
Very close.
All right, from the music video, Eureka's look. It's a good look. It doesn't work for this song.
No.
I mean, and it looks like it's barefoot.
It looks like what? Oh, she's does barefoot. Look like she's barefoot.
I don't think she is, but it is a small heel.
It's a boot for me. Sorry.
It's a soft tube for me.
I mean, the entire outfit looks like it's camel toe. Like,
it really like, does.
Not that she has camel toe, she is a camel toe. Oh. That's what the entire outfit looks like to
me. Eureka, the embodiment of camel toe. So you're tooting it?
I'm boo.
I got it. I figured that out, girl. what do you think Instagram thought?
Let's go with like a 55% toot.
58. Oh, girl, you are right on target. That surprised me that this wasn't that much of a toot, honestly, because I really did
like it. I think it's very, it's a great outfit.
It's it's a great outfit. It's just wrong for this song. Ginger Minj.
This is a big toot.
It's a toot, yeah.
It's a toot. Yeah, I mean, you know, it's not great.
I don't know if I'd say it's a big toot, but it's a toot. A solid toot. A solid toot. The wig is garbage. I don't really like the boots with either because she's short and stumpy and they just make her look even stumpier.
Aww.
But that's who she is.
Yeah.
But it's still a toot.
I like it.
Instagrams.
70% toot.
76, girl. You are right on target again. Kylie, Sonique, love giving us rocker chick, country girl, bandana realness.
Love it.
I do too. It's basically because I see bitches.
It's very simple, like that, but very effective.
I see bitches like that wearing stuff
exactly like this
down here. So
yeah, it's a toot. Yeah. Good job, Kylie. Instagram.
85%
toot. Oh, yes, girl. 86.
So close.
And finally, Raja O'Hara, who, by the way, this is one of Kylie's outfits. I saw a picture of her posted in this outfit.
Oh,
wow.
With Pandora box for her birthday. The only thing she did was add the feathers at the top.
I'm gonna give it a 2. Once again, it does feel a little simple. I live for the boots.
My issue is the boots. The boots don't match the outfit.
Oh, I guess your
boots don't match.
They're purple, yeah.
But I still love them.
Yeah,
the boots are amazing. But blue and with this outfit, girl, shut up.
She looks like a gingham napkin.
She does, and I love it.
Yeah.
Also, can we? Okay, I'm gonna toot it, but can we also like look at the guy behind her?
Girl, I haven't even talked about these guys because I was just drooling over all of them.
Oh yeah. And this is probably why I don't remember.
He's the one that did the backflip, and I was like, oh, yes. He also looks like he's 12.
Yes.
But he's probably like 23, so it's okay.
Maybe.
I did see something on the internet that Raja only spent $600 in total.
No,
on
her that's season. Wrong.
No, it's wrong.
Yeah, she came out and said she spent less than $2,000.
Okay, that's still very
which is
little.
Still amazing.
Yeah.
Once again, it's not about money.
Less, because she didn't have any money. When she got cash, she said she had $200 in her bank account. And so she borrowed clothes from everyone. A lot of them are Willems.
Wow.
Yeah.
But look, I mean, look, you can have all the money in the world that doesn't buy you taste.
It doesn't make you a good drag queen either. Yeah. It makes you look good. What do you think Instagram thought of this?
Maybe like a 70% too.
84.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Big toot. Who is your favorite top toot?
Kylie.
I'll give it to Kylie in this.
I have to give it to Kylie as well.
It's the most like on point for the assignment.
Also, yeah. I'm now getting a better look at Kylie's heels.
Oh yeah.
They're so cute.
Love that.
I've been looking for like a heeled sneaker that I just cannot find in my size. It's driving me crazy.
Someday
I'll find it. All right, on the runway, Eureka in, I don't know, the Pope.
I think this is pretty fierce.
So I'm a little torn on
it's
this.
It's a boot for me. I'm gonna boot it.
because I think
too much wrong with it.
The proportion of the new half, you know, top half. I mean, I love the headdress and like her makeup's great, but I don't know. Like, I was not as blown away by it as everyone else was. And so when they were like giving her all these great critiques, I'm like, really? Like, I don't like it. I'm gonna boot it.
Yeah, is it a good look? Sure. I love the headpiece. I love the foxtail furs. The dress, I hate. And it's the nude illusion that's the problem for me. Is it, I feel like it's comes down too low, mm-hmm. where the skirt should just be maybe an inch or two higher on her. And I, don't call me fat phobic, everyone, because I am fat. But I think her body shape is the big hindrance with the lowness of the skirt. Because it makes it look, the skirt is supposed to be at her waist and it's well below her waist. It's below her stomach. So that is why I'm booting. I think it's a really great look that could be improved.
I'm tuning it just because I love the extravagance of it.
It is very extravagant. Don't get me wrong, this is a finale look.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
What do you think Instagram thought?
Maybe like a 70% too.
No, they are on your side, David, because it was a 90% toot.
I understand
on Instagram,
it's
and I get
so
it too.
Different for her too, and I think that's a big
sure.
part of it. Is like you weren't. No one was expecting her to walk out.
No,
I was expecting
the
new
illusion is again you know? My problem with it.
Yeah,
Ginger Minj giving us napkin realness.
This is the best she's ever looked.
I think she looks good too.
Yeah,
I think she looks good. I think she looks good. I liked it.
It's so interesting looking.
It is interesting. Again, with her proportion of size, it does swallow her up, especially in this picture. When she's turned to the side and you can see how wide the hips go out, it's a better image. This picture makes it look like it's swallowing her, but I don't care because I think she looks great.
Yeah. And like the geometry of it, just like there's, you want to look at everything.
Yeah. Instagram? Yeah.
I think this has to be like a 95% too. No?
64.
Wow.
Yeah, people did not appreciate this look.
I don't understand. I think she looks incredible.
And I think her makeup and hair are stunning mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think the dress is a great idea.
When she walked out in this, I was like, oh, she won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the dress that you get crowned in.
Yeah.
Where Eureka's, you don't wear a sure, hat when you're getting crowned.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't wear a hat. Kylie, Sonique, love. I'm booting it. Sorry. It's not a finale look.
It's not a finale.
It's good.
I mean, I would give it a soft toot because I think that I like the outfit is great. Mm-hmm. It's just it was a little disappointing as a finale look.
I'm giving it a soft toot because I understand what she's doing with this, and for me that's enough.
Okay,
but it is a little simple. But
yeah, to me it did not meet the assignment. To me, this is the outfit you come out and you lip sync in.
Sure.
The other one is your finale look. She reversed them, and I get why she did that, because she wanted to be crowned, which they never actually crown anyone, but she wanted to be the winner in her extra special look.
Sure.
Yeah.
Whereas this would have been the lip sync look, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Instagram.
Maybe like a 60% toot.
68, yeah, right around there. Yeah.
A two.
Finally, Raja D. O'Hara. This is a big toot for me. I think she looks stunning.
I do too. And I'm really glad that no other queen in the drag queen universe has kind of taken on purple as a signature color, because Raja just looks great in it. And quite honestly, I think if any other queen wants to co-opt purple as their signature color, they really should just kind of take a step and look at Raja and see how beautiful she looks.
Or maybe they should have Raja make their outfits.
Maybe. Maybe she can do it on the cheap.
Exactly.
I just don't love velvet. It's just not my thing.
I know.
But she looks incredible.
She looks so good.
Like, I love a glove.
When she came out, I was like, this is the dress you want to be crowned in.
Yeah.
Not realizing that they're all going to change for the lip sync. I was like, but this is what you wear. The top of it, I mean, it's a very simple dress, but the top of it was so beautifully done. I loved it.
But the thing is, it's like, sometimes being simple, like going the simple route works for you, because a lot of these queens come out in these.
If you can do simple perfectly, it works amazingly.
Yeah, a lot of these queens on all iterations of these shows come out in outfits, and the outfit is wearing them. You know, they're not wearing the outfit. And because it's sometimes so extravagant, and something like this where you can come out, yes, it's simple, but it just works so well. And she wears the outfit. It is how she moves in the dress. That's really great.
Yeah, I agree. And her face is stunning. Instagram?
90% toot.
84. Eureka was the top toot of this runway, everyone. On Instagram. Not here. Who's our top toot? I'm giving it to Raja.
I'm going to give it to Raja.
Ginger.
Nice. I'm sorry, Roger, what'd you say?
Raja.
Thank you. And Ginger gets one. I don't disagree with the Ginger. Ginger's my second favorite.
I still can't believe how low her toot was.
I know. It's crazy. Was it the lowest one?
I think so.
Yeah. 64. Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah.
Lastly, we have our lip sync battle looks.
If they know the song going into it, this was not right.
And they do. I mean, she talked about that she wanted to wear something that she could be crowned in. This is hair you can be crowned in. This dress is ugly.
Yeah, no, it just doesn't work for me. Boo.
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 Yeah, nothing else to say about that.
Yeah.
What do you think Instagram thought? What did you think? First of all, what did you think of her lip sync?
I don't remember it.
Yeah, she sang to the crown. That made no sense to me.
Yeah.
All right, Instagram?
60%.
67.
That's higher than it should be.
Higher than it should be. Ginger Minj looking crazy.
I hate this so much.
It's so ugly.
Yeah.
This is when I was like, oh, she lost.
Yeah. It's like, you came out in that dress and this is what you have on now.
Yeah.
You should have lip synced in the dress. She didn't do anything that needed this look.
She should have kept the dress on.
She didn't need anything that required this look. Yeah. Yeah, it's a boot.
I mean, she had to change a wig too. And I mean, yeah, she just looks like a demented character from the Flintstones right now in this picture.
And there was one point where it looked like her wig started to fall off. She like grabbed onto it. And I was like, why put that wig on if it's not gonna stay on? Instagram?
Hopefully like a 60% boot.
53% boot. We got, this is our first boot of this episode from Instagram. Mm-hmm. Kylie Sonique, love.
This is amazing.
I really love this.
Are you gonna shoot it or are you just gonna toot it?
I'm not gonna shoot it.
I'm not either, but it's my favorite look of the episode.
Yeah.
This hair is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My issue is the green jacket. I don't know why she's wearing a green jacket.
Is it green or gold?
It's green. Oh, it was, wow. I mean, it looked green on
well, and I mean, in the dress, when the light hit the actual dress, I thought that there was like some green kind of metallic.
Oh, in the dress.
She
posted pictures with a different jacket on her Instagram and the jacket was silver. And I was like, that makes more sense to me. Oh.
She looked like this, like prickly flower come to life kind of deal. And I really enjoyed
it. Yeah, I mean, it could have been like an imagery of a rose with the spikes, and then maybe the jacket is red and the red is the flower. Or I was gonna say red hair, but no, I love this hair.
It's fun. It's cool, it's different.
Yeah. And then knowing that this is the one you're going to be crowned in, I'm like, okay, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. That she could still perform in it. Mm-hmm. Instagrams?
I'm going to give it like a 90% too, hopefully.
83, right up there. Not far off. And finally, Raja.
Oh, no, I do not like this.
I don't either. No.
It looks like a like poorly made church costume.
Yeah, the jacket is just ugly.
Yeah.
The fringe sewn onto this bodysuit is just really homemade looking.
Yeah.
I mean, not something to be like the final remembrance, like the final outfit. I don't, in my mind, I don't believe that this outfit exists. I believe that her final outfit was the velvet purple.
Was her velvet dress, exactly. And again, she should have kept that on because she didn't do anything that she wouldn't have been able to do in that dress.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And she danced around, but that was it.
I don't know if the internet will ever boot Raja.
I don't know that they will either, so but I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe like a 60% toot?
Oh, look at you. 59% toot. There it is. You know them. All right. Do I even have to ask who the top toot is? Roger, are you disputing that Kylie gets the top toot?
I'm not disputing that.
Great. We're all in agreement.
Yeah.
That's it, ladies. We finished All-Star 6.
It's over.
It's over. Sorry, the table has spun as well. This table is very wobbly, everyone.
It's very wobbly.
Thank you, boys, for doing this. We are going to do it again for UK Season 3. And it may be the only videos you get from it. Because I don't think...
Oh, and perfect timing. My friend just got here.
His friend is here, so we're going to end it. I'm going to say thank you again and say goodbye to you all. And we didn't talk about 275 challenge, which you can look in my link below and it'll be talk all about that.
Do it. Involve people.
Yes. Involve people. Get involved. Donate money to me because I just hit $2,000. So I need to make some more money. Roger, what are you doing
now
for 275 challenge?
I am donating to you.
Great. Go sponsor one of my days. It's only $10 to sponsor my day.
I will.
I think tomorrow is taken because it's my friend's birthday and he did it. But there are other days out there. I think there's like 15 days left.
Cool. Yeah. So when someone said, I think someone posted, it's day 12. I'm like, oh, it's almost over. No, not almost over.
It's not almost over. Those of you who don't know, I am walking every day. I did walk in the rain today, just so you're all aware. But I started out doing 10 miles a day because I wanted to do 275 miles. That quickly ended on day 3 when I had a giant blister on the bottom of my foot, one on the back of my other foot, and two between my toes. So I took 5 days off. Not going to feel bad about it anymore. I did when it happened, but I don't anymore. My feet are now healed. I am back out there walking. I've been walking. I've done 4 days this week. So I'm up to 50 miles already.
Nice.
Am I going to hit 275? Not a chance.
But still.
But that was my challenge. Did I make it? No. Did I still do it? Yes.
Yes. And that's what matters.
And that is what matters. You can go to my Instagram and see all my lovely pictures that I'm taking around town, the videos that I'm doing. Today's was really extra special because I'm soaking wet.
Extra place.
When I left this morning, it was like barely raining. And then halfway through, it started really raining. And I had no umbrella. So I just got wet. I said I was going to take the subway back. I didn't bring my wallet, so I didn't have my Metro card.
Oh, no.
So I just kept walking. but I saw some really cool things. My favorite part about this is I'm walking through neighborhoods that I don't really know, and so I get to find cool things in around the neighborhoods. But you can sponsor me. I'm going to put the link in here.
Look, I'm going to do it right now. What day? For what day?
Pick any day you want, girl.
Well, I'll do September 11th.
Do the 11th. I'm going to try to walk as close to the World Trade Center as I can get without disrupting any activities that might be happening. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I don't know what else to say.
Well, look, I did it. So
thank you, Roger. Roger has tomorrow, everyone. Or no, he doesn't. He has Saturday. Tomorrow is the 10th. Go sponsor another day. The link is below. It's in the incentive section on my page. It's $10 a day. That's all it is. $10. Come on. You can donate more than that if you want to. I'm happy to take your money. And all the money goes to the program here at the LGBT Center where I am currently sitting. Thank you, Roger. I love you.
Love you too.
It'll be sad not talking to you next week.
I know, but here's the thing.
I think we only have 1 week off.
We really do.
I guess technically we would have had two, but we didn't do this video until Thursday.
Yeah.
So there you go. I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah. And we'll be texting anyway.
Yeah, I mean, we'll have other conversations. We just won't get to see each other's lovely faces. Via Zoom.
Via Zoom. Which is really the only Zoom I still do.
Exactly. Thank you everyone for watching and listening this whole season long. And yes. We'll be back with UK 3.
Three.
Bye.
Bye.